Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, and that makes sense. It's also the 24th day of January, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the sunshine, but it's colder than hell, man. It's cold in the mornings. Hate it. But the late days are getting longer, man. We're headed for the good times. That being said, update on Mark Schumacher. I tried to get him calls to him, and evidently they were getting him ready for surgery. Mark just got out of surgery for a blockage in his small intestine, which was caused by a scar tissue from his previous surgery. He's in room 216 at Southern Tennessee Regional Health System in Winchester, Tennessee. And then there was another update from Mark, and Mark says, tell everybody this is the only family I have, and consider them everything dear to me. All my other family is dead, and these are all I have. Another update from Mark was, Mark just sent the following email. Don't anybody call or send anything, Henry. Love everybody to death. Just don't call or send anything because it's too difficult to deal with all of the workings of it. There's a lot of misspellings there, Laura. Just wish me the best. She was trying. We were hurrying, so she can't really be blamed for that. That being said, let's see what we're going to start off with today. Bill Gates and World's Elite do not vaccinate their own children, and for good reason. Wonder about that. Anyway, we're going to talk about it when we get back.
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, and this is something that, you know, we all, you know, of course, all you can say is of course. Bill Gates and World's Elite do not vaccinate their own children, and for a good reason. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The absolute worst medical decision a parent of a newborn child can make is to allow doctors and nurses to severely compromise the immune system of their infant by injecting him or her with known neurotoxins, foreign proteins, and carcinogens like mercury, formaldehyde, monkey kidney cells, pig viruses, and genetically modified cells from human abortions. That's why billionaire Bill Gates, the infamous and insidious population control freak and Microsoft mogul, refused to vaccinate his own children when they were growing up, even while he promotes toxic jabs all over the world, especially in the third world countries. And boy, don't he. You know, Laura, growing up, her dad was the principal at the school where she went to school, and she never had one vaccination. When they called all the kids out, and we all went lined up and, you know, got stabbed and poked in the arms, she didn't. So he knew better. He knew something. It's true. Gates, former private doctor from Seattle back in the 1990s, said, "I don't know if he had them vaccinated as adults, but I can tell you he point blank refused to vaccinate them as children." We know this because the quote was taken from Gates's doctor during a side note conversation at a medical symposium, which caused a small uproar among the attending physicians who blasphemed Gates' doctor for breaking rank with doctor-patient confidentiality, even though it's a gray area because he was speaking to other doctors privately. Still, it was too late. The cat got out of the bag. And now the world knows the ultimate hypocrisy of the elite who radically and religiously push vaccines as the, quote, holy grail of medicine, all the while they keep the same poisons out of their own children's blood and muscle tissue, knowing good and well the high risk of side effects and adverse events far outweighs the possible benefits. I mean, this is the, you know, the Gates Foundation over there. I mean, in the third world country. Well, yeah, this is depopulation. He's all for that, too. I mean, this is that son of a bitch has earned a rope around his neck 10,000 times over. You know, if the people were in control of this country and we had our common law courts, Gates would have hung a long time ago. He'd have been tried. He'd have been convicted and he'd have been hung for blatant sedition and treason. Bill Gates' three children, Jennifer Phoebe, is what it looks like, and Roy, never got vaccines and are now healthy young adults. Born between 1996 and 2002, the Gates children never got mercury and formaldehyde shot into their muscle tissue as a form of, quote, immunity. Even though their father is the most dogmatic campaigner and shill for the vaccine industry. Wait, you thought he just made his fortune off computers and software? Think again. There's huge profit in chemical medicine and population control schemes. An insidious Bill rides that cash cow every day. I mean, of course. The international league, I mean, this is what we tell you every day. Oh, they're so worried. They love your children so much. That's why they kill so many goddamn children. That's why, I mean, the whole idea is to kill off everybody but 550 million from the planet. And old Bill, he's right at the top of the fucking heap. He's going to be one of the people who deserves to live the dirty piece of treason shit. According to Truth Wiki, Gates is widely criticized for being anti-competitive and for being a pro-vaccine zealot. He engages in many philanthropic endeavors, such as donating large amounts of money to various scientific research programs through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Gates has never gone so far as to fund technologies that are designed for mass sterilization in order to address what he refers to as the world's population problem. I know when we start solving that problem, we'll start at the top. Because that's where all the fucking dead wood is. That's where all the worthless sons of a bitches are. That's where the scum, the filth, of the societies of the world is. That's where we start, is at the top. And we're going to do a little vaccinating of our own here pretty quick. Of course, where was I there? Population problem. Herd theory, that is the herd animal, because that's how the son of a bitch thinks of everybody but his elitist fucking cohorts has always been a big hoax, and the world's elite know it. Most vaccinated children are the actual risks to each other because they often shed the viruses they were just injected with during the first few weeks after their toxic jabs. According to one study, the richest family in California are richest families in California that are often white, and I don't really give a shit about the color and stuff because they're trying to kill us all. But they, you know, people have to, they have to throw in some kind of shit. They got to, you know, because they got to work on the divide. What you have there, natural news? You're looking to divide. They don't give a fuck what color you are. There's the elite, the ruling elite, and the rest of us. The ruling elite comes in all colors, and the rest of us come in all colors, and it don't matter what goddamn color you are. They want to kill you. That sickens me. It really does. Oh, where were we? Are often white, do not vaccinate their children. Well, the smart American nationals with the darker pigments of skin, they don't vaccinate their children either if they know better. In fact, more than 16,000 kindergarten-aged children in California do not get any vaccinations because they're white. You know, I mean, what are you pushing there, buddy? Huh? You're pushing divide by race? Who runs that fucking joint anyway? I've heard of the natural news of that. What's his name, Laura? Mike Adams. Hey, Mike Adams, you fucking race baiting bitch. You trying to divide our people by race, you son of a bitch? We're all American nationals of the American race. Our skin comes in all pigments, and we take care of fuckers like you too. You fucking traitor. White elitist parents opt them out using religious personal belief and doctor authored. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, you know he used to be real close with Treasonous Jones.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I know who Mike Adams is. I just.
Oh, sometimes.
Yep. Well, fuck him. Get it? Exemptions, get it? The elite know there's something inherently wrong with immunizations, but they just don't talk about it. And the MSN news certainly never covers it. Well, they never cover nothing but the propaganda that is fed to them from the think tanks. That's why, you know, there's not very many stories up on from the trenches today for us to talk about. It's because, well, right now I think they're regrouping because shit just ain't turning out for them the way they figured. The richest Americans don't want to risk their children getting autism and experimental vaccines, including polio, malaria, MMR, and the CDC's highly recommended annual flu shot. According to Bill Gates' former doctor, who was quoted behind closed doors at a medical seminar, Gates said his children didn't need vaccines. Why does everybody else's, you dirty bastard? But isn't the whole world educated otherwise? Doesn't the CDC inform us all that babies are born with weak, compromised immune systems and must have 50 vaccines before age 7, or they'll most likely die from infectious disease? Isn't that the narrative? Well, isn't it? I mean, they're trying to pass goddamn laws making it mandatory for the goyim of all colors to be forced to. I mean, you're not going to do it. You try to do it to my grandchildren, I'll fucking shoot you, you son of a bitch. Gates, you dog shit eating bastard, you fucking traitor. Here's more on Bill Gates' opinion on vaccines as shared by his own physician from the seminar. They were beautiful kids, truly wise and lively, and he stated they would be fine as they were. They didn't need any shots. And neither do our kids either. Yeah, I mean, they've got, when you're talking about eliminating goddamn what, about 6 billion, 7 billion people? Like, of course they have the goddamn food. It's in everything. They're spraying it on you. They're trying to kill you daily. And this fucking son of a bitch is right as behind. He's one of these. I want to see when we, after he's fucking arrested and he's fucking tried, we'll see what his blood, see if his blood's blue or something. What the fuck makes him so goddamn special? besides the fact that, you know, they this like Einstein, you know, the great Jew Einstein, smartest son of a bitch that ever lived. Well, if you read the history, fucking he was a mediocre student. And he never came up with anything until he went, well, the work at the patent office, where he was reading people's patents and stealing their fucking ideas. And then he became a genius. Yeah, that's a Jew genius for you, good at stealing.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I suggest we set aside draw and quarter in for that fool.
Well, yeah, that would work for me. I don't know. That's kind of quick.
We just take me horses.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, I called in.
Yeah.
I called in because I couldn't get in yesterday, and then I heard about Mark, and I just wanted to express my concerns for Mark and hope him the best and get well.
He's probably he may very well be listening. I know he has his phone with him because he's texting.
Okay.
So
I don't have no way to get in online right now. When I pump out your radio, just on a flip phone, so
That's cool. You just told him.
I'll get out of here.
And I'll make sure he knows it in case he wasn't listening.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Yeah, where were we? MRI, CDC's highly recommended annual flu shot, according to Bill Gates. What the hell is going on here? Where were we here? Oh, here. Now Bill Gates and his corrupt foundation push experimental, untested malaria vaccines on innocent Africans in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Critics are screaming that it's all part of a depopulation scheme. No shit. And how long has every thinking person in this country been saying the same goddamn thing? And some vaccines, including the tetanus jab, have been found to contain chemicals that sterilize young girls. Chemicals that have nothing at all to do with the vaccine. This is what you got to understand. These fucking dirty, rotten bastards, they look at us like goddamn animals. That's how they think it. You know, he's probably a CIA baby to start with, like Obama. But I mean, the elite, do you know the ruling elite, when they look out on the people, they don't see fucking human beings. They see animals. You see, and the animals belong to them. And there's way too many of them eating up all useless eaters, eating up the food that the whole world could be producing a zillion tons of food. They'd just pile it and see it rot. And because, I mean, it's all about power and control because they've got all the goddamn wealth that anyone could ever want. They got enough to own their own fucking countries. And I heard, read an article just a while back where, they have as much money as a country and as much power as a country. And this is being allowed by the United States Corporation because, man, that's who created it. These are the people that created it. This is the people that wanted to rule over you since back in 1789 when they wrote their fucking Admiralty Constitution, which was trumped by the people with the Bill of Rights, which was ratified by the states and put us above them. They cannot. They sit there and they cringe at the thought of us thinking that we're on equal in equal footing with them. Really, you goim, you soulless animals. I mean, it's an insult to them for us to think that we're as good as they are. I'll tell you what, Bill Gates, man, the real test would be in the jungle, wouldn't it, you son of a bitch? I mean, you believe in this natural world? The real test would be in the jungle. Me and you in the fucking jungle, you son of a bitch, with nothing but our bare hands. Let's see who go. We'll go into the bush together, and we'll see who comes back out, you son of a bitch. And where is he here? Critics screaming, all part of depopulation, no shit. And some vaccines, including tetanus jabs, have been found to contain chemicals. Of course they do, to sterilize the young girls because they have the ruling elite have a right to control their herds that they own, okay? The subjects that they own, they're plebes, they're coolies, they're peasants, they're peons, they're serfs. Bill Gates' mission to protect third world populations from disease via mass vaccination is contrary to his own personal actions with his own children. This, like I said, it's like 9/11. You know, when it first happened, and you said anything. When I seen those buildings come down, I said, they must demolished the building. It can't fall like that. That's an art. And you know, as it went on, because they pushed it so hard, and there were still a lot of people who hadn't been who were so stupefied that they couldn't think past that TV screen. But I mean, as it all started coming out and getting more, and they passed the so-called Patriot Act, and then they started seeing their rights being fucking ripped away from them. They're seeing that diabolical empire, that corporate aristocracy growing out of control. They started looking around a little bit. Now, after all these years, more people believe and understand that them fucking buildings were blown down on purpose to take your goddamn rights, to put the corporate, to finish plugging in what they started in 1868, which is what they wanted back in 1789. And they wanted to be the aristocracy right out the fucking gate, and me and you and the people just be subject. But the people had already shot the fucking King of England on here because, well, they wouldn't be subjects. And we're going to have to do it again. And I think it's coming pretty soon. Like I said, when you see, I see a lull in the news like this, man, the think tanks, I mean, they got them working on something. They got them working on something. They have to make a move because everything's fucked. Everything's fucked around you. I mean, you're even having these reports on the stupid box where they're coming out. Well, the economy might be, it's coming down to what it was when Obama was in there. I've told you guys the story about the economist on there, and they all week they were pushing. It's shooting up. We got it. It's over. And it just kept falling and falling. And then this guy, he turns and he's so frustrated. He turns and looks at the screens and goes, it would work if they would just believe it. Just believe the lie. And it would work out fine for the fucking liar that's telling it, wouldn't it? Thing about a lie, man, is a goddamn, the truth, I mean, you put a lie beside the truth, it stands no chance. Because the truth will prove itself out in the reality that you're experiencing. The lie will show that what you're being told is a lie. Bill Gates' mission to protect the third world populations from disease via mass vaccination is contrary to his own personal actions with his own children and auspiciously crosses lines with the deep financial collaboration with health agencies and vaccine manufacturers. Well, yeah, you know, we see crime. We see blatant fucking crime every day. It's shown to us. It's thrown right up in our face. Yesterday I was talking about that video with that third generation here, Chinese son of a bitch. Openly, he's out in public on camera. I mean, and he's talking to the guy that came from Russia, and he understood what communism was and how bad it was. And this is open on camera. There's your evidence. This is inciting sedition. This is inciting rebellion against this established government for the little United Big States of America. Now the Constitution's gone. So it is not the Constitution that is the target. The target is that Bill of Rights. So you ain't going to have a world. They're not, the people of the world are not going to go for a world population. Everybody has to go out and fucking bend to the will of the goddamn committees of the upper class, because I mean, it's the whole idea of communism is supposed to, oh, there's no classes, and it's never been that fucking way, and we all know it. Look at China. Look at the fucking filthy rich in China, and communist China, each to his own need, each to his own ability. Really? Then how come are there billionaires in China? At the same time, there are people that fucking can't, you know, live on a bowl of rice and a fish head every day, doing all the goddamn work while these motherfuckers just answer phones and sign contracts. It's all a fucking lie. And you're not getting capitalism. See, your only choice, you people, you see, is capitalism or communism. Capitalism being the corporate aristocracy and mammon being the controller of the people. Communism is the same fucking thing, only it's with the goddamn committees, and it's just a different set of lies. But it all comes to the same result. The big them, little you. Ruling class, fucking service class, subject. and Gates and this and that goddamn oh, that son of a bitch for Yahoo. All these son of a bitches. They're the robber barons of old. Like I say, we're going backwards in history. We're not progressing anywhere. This country was founded on the idea of freedom and liberty for the individual. To progress, that idea would have had to progress, wouldn't it? But it's been, since the beginning, it has been a fight of our numbers versus their fucking stolen, the wealth they have stolen from us. That is what they have used to try to destroy us. But it's come to the point, the internet, that, man, if there was ever any kind of intervention in a fucking plan that was 2,000 years old, it's that goddamn internet. That's why they hate the son of a bitch. That's why they hate the fact that goddamn, that fucking gloom, that Henry, he can get up here and he can talk that way about me, and I can't have him lashed in the public square or put in stocks, you know. Oh, this isn't right because I'm Bill Gates and he's Henry Shively. Well, you son of a bitch, like I said, let's just go into the jungle with just our hands and our minds, and let's see who comes out of that motherfucker, buddy. And who's left their skin? Fuck off. Fuck, if I have to stay there long enough, I'll eat your son of a bitch and ass. How about that? You are not my superior. You're not my intellectual superior, and you are not my physical superior. You piece of dog shit. Anyway, that's that article. Oh, let's see here. New Mexico bill. Governor tests appetite for gun control. Although we're just playing, and I'm so sick of hearing this shit. And it is a bum's rush to do this. This is what's going on. While there's no reporting on the fucking anything, it's just they've got the internet until you can't put articles up that tell the truth. I mean, and they've got Winston Chow over there in China removing documentation from the internet the documentation that led us to the enlightenment that we are living today, that we understand who these fuckers are and what they intend to do to us. So, of course, you know, we told you it was going to be done like Australia, and that's what I'm seeing here. This is they couldn't get gun control at a national level in Australia, so they went to they got little states or whatever the fuck they call them over there, and each one of them did the same shit. And once all of them's got all this shit together, we're going to have our reciprocity. That's going to be a goddamn, what the hell do they call it, a standardization of law at the federal level. So we're going to, I mean, it's like instead of going through the ratification process that it would take to go through the fifth article, which would be challenged immediately at the federal level to try to attack the Bill of Rights, which they cannot do. Article 9 fucking forbids it. But this isn't the government that we gave any permission to do anything to. This is a fucking foreign corporation who is coming in here and has hired a private fucking army to fucking bring us to heel. And it ain't going to work.
Is that like the Uniform Commercial Code?
Exactly, brother. That's what this country is being run on. That's administrative admiralty, maritime law. That is the trade laws for the seas. It's not the law for this nation. This nation, we were guaranteed self-governance under the Bill of Rights in our common law. And that government would never have any authority over us. That we would always be the authority in this country. But they've kind of turned that over about 180 with their fucking treachery and their fucking fraud. And it's about to come to an end because it's becoming undeniable. More and more every day. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Sheryl Crow's Sweet Child of Mine. And that's really what we're doing this for. They already fucked us out of our lives. But we can't let this go on, people. What's going to be left? What is our grandchildren's lives going to be like? Just a pure fucking hell as goddamn known that they're subjects and beneath somebody else that's just there above them because they're so loathsome and fucking sadistic that they would manipulate and lie and murder and blackmail and do whatever it took to pile up the fucking wealth and then use that mammon, the power of their god mammon, to fucking enslave the rest of us. And that goes for the world. New Mexico, and like I told you, this article here, they're doing this, just this is how Australia did it. You just fucking try it. The only way that, the first place, the Bill of Rights can't be touched. The ninth article says it belongs to the people. It has nothing to do with the fucking government, only that they have to obey it. Because it is the will of the people. It is the will of the individual. New Mexico bills. Governor tests appetite for gun control. He should be taken out and hung, just like that Chinaman the other day, openly calling for a fucking communist revolution in the goddamn United States. That is inciting sedition. That is a crime. But do you see this goddamn corporation, this corporate aristocracy? They support it because that's the only way to bring the people to their knees, to put us in our fucking place, they think. They better start thinking about all the guns and ammo out here and the fact that we're going to fucking use them. You're not taking our fucking rights from us. We will kill you over them. All of you. New Mexico's Democrat legislature, I'll just call it Mexico's communist-led legislature and allied governor are pushing to increase oversight of firearm sales and place new limitations on gun possession. You have no authority. You're declaring open insurrection against the people, and we'll fucking meet you, buddy. Possession and ownership as a slate of gun safety bills comes up for discussion in State House. I remember when they were sitting around that table, I think it was on CNN, and they were talking about, we got to quit calling it gun control. We need to go with like gun safety, call it something, just like the Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic thing to ever happen in this goddamn country. And it's safety because we care about the children. We don't want nobody to get hurt with guns. That's why we ship them by the fucking shiploads, by the tons, over to the Middle East. That's why right now there are goddamn drones flying over Yemen, killing little children, like the animals they see them people as. That's how much they love the children and love humanity. Possession or ownership as a slate of gun safety bills comes up for decisions in the State House. You can decide anything you want. You are completely without authority. You're a foreign fucking corporation, and you come to get our fucking guns, you're going to get the bullets. An initial committee hearing was scheduled Thursday on a long list of bills to expand. Well, now let's see. This is all starting to come together, isn't it? In all these states, Oregon, California, Washington, Connecticut, New York, goddamn Texas, all of these similar things. And then they'll just say, well, all of these states, it's almost like we, put this through a ratification thing, and we've just removed the Bill of Rights where you couldn't even enter a fucking where you didn't have the authority to even propose the idea or even talk about it, let alone propose it and put it through an Article 5 test. You can't do it. And that's what the ninth article was put there for. It says that no power can exist. And that concludes in the states. The states under the 10th article are under the same restraint by that Bill of Rights as the fucking federal government is. That means they can create no power at a state. You can't create no power nowhere in these United States that infringes upon my natural rights that I was born with. I know you think you're gonna, but it's like I said, between the idea and the The idea and the reality lies that shadow, and there's about 40 million pissed off motherfuckers in that shadow ready to fucking wipe you off this planet. And we can't stop there. I mean, this goddamn it has to be eliminated. This has been going on for, like I said, 2,000 fucking years. People owning people, thinking they can own other people. My God, the epitome of arrogance and sickness in the head. The initial committee was scheduled Thursday on a long list of bills to expand federal background checks on gun sales, deny firearms to perpetrators of domestic abuse. See, they're all the same fucking ones. And they're going, well, every state has it, so we might as well just make that the federal law. Well, you can't. You do not have the authority. You have fucking any authority that was granted under the original Constitution is gone because you're not operating under it. You have usurped it. You have committed high treason. You have committed fraud for over 100 years. Domestic abuse and allows courts to temporarily seize guns from people who are considered dangerous. See how what I'm talking about here? This is how they did it in Australia. But we ain't fucking Australians. I guess the guy, the real Crocodile Dundee, was, I mean, the only one that was famous for that. He fought the son of a bitch. They killed him, but... he fought him when they come and tried to get his guns. But I'll tell you what, that's just one person in this country. There's 40 million of us that aren't, you ain't taking our fucking guns. Over your dead body is what it will be. Domestic abuse and allows courts to temporarily seize guns from people considered dangerous. We've talked about this before. Everybody's fucking dangerous. Yeah, you go out and get in a car, you're dangerous. That goddamn car hits somebody, it'll kill them. I mean, life is full of danger. That's what life is. It's a dangerous situation, and they're not looking to wrap you in a cotton ball. They're looking to control your every fucking movement from the time you get out of bed until the time you go to sleep, from the cradle to the grave, because they want to own you. They want to have control over other human beings, which is a pathological fucking mental illness. And then like a rabid dog, they need to be took out back and put one through their fucking head. Perpetrators of domestic abuse and allow courts to temporarily seize guns of people who are considered dangerous. Considered by who? By what standard, you fucking phony son of a bitches? And you don't have the authority, and you know it. But can't we have a conversation? No, we can't. To even talk about it, just like that gook yesterday, talking about fucking a communist revolution. To even speak it is fucking treason, and you hang for treason. That's high treason. That is fucking treason against every person in this goddamn country. Another bill would penalize adults for unlocked guns that failed, fall into the hands of minors, leading to just the same shit they just fucking put on they're trying to push here in Oregon right now. Same shit. And this is what they think they're going to do. A majority of the states, because that's what it takes. If you were doing the ratification process, if you wanted to change the Constitution, which you can change, it can be amended. Even like the Volstead Act, when they did that, they couldn't do that. They didn't have the authority. They did not have the authority to tell anybody they can't drink. They have no authority over the fucking people. They were hired for a specific, narrow scope of activities that they were allowed to use our authority for. And they have, and like I said, shit, the usurpation of the original Constitution, none of it exists. And the state constitutions, they joined the corporation under the 14th Amendment, so none of that exists. So the power, there's only one place the power can be left, and that is with we, the people. And our firearms were right back to 1775. And when you come, you're going to get the same fucking treatment that king got. Let's see, where were we here? Unlock guns that fall into the hands of minors, leading to injury or death. Get the fuck out of our lives, you son of a bitches, or we'll blast your asses out of our lives. Since taking office January 1st, Democratic New Mexico Governor Michael Lugin Grisham has urged lawmakers to send her legislation that expands federal background checks to all gun sales. Just fucking do it. What are you punks waiting on? I mean, you throw it out there. Are you sticking your toe in the water? Because if you are, you got a blister because that fucking water's boiling. Jump in and see what happens. Since taking office, okay, we did that. Grisham and urged lawmakers to send legislation that expand federal background checks to all gun sales. You have nothing to say about our guns. The fucking second article to our Bill of Rights is quite clear, and you are in blatant violation of it. You're an occupying foreign forces, what you fucking are. And that's how you're going to be fucking treated when this shit breaks loose. Like I said, no deportation. Sorry, Cornkey. Supreme Court to hear New York gun control case that aims to restrict firearm transportation. This is from the New York Post. I mean, you talk about, let's just read it again. And then, because we have to do this every once in a while. Because I don't know why. I think these people, I think that they just can't find these fucking, a copy of the Bill of Rights. Or a copy of even the speech from Tench Koch, who was one of the people who put the second article into the articles for the Bill of Rights. Article 2. Now, listen closely. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. And that's a state of mind. That is a state of peace of mind and body. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. Now, I just read you that, and I just read you what these son of a bitches are doing. Does it jive? Does it jive any more than the goddamn asset forfeiture and the fifth article? Does it jive? But this is Bill of Rights I'm holding is the supreme law of this land. It is, you can't change it. Because of Article 9, which states the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You do not have the authority. You didn't have it as a legitimate government back before the 1868, and you don't have it today. Because this fucking Bill of Rights has never been touched. It is the law of this fucking land. And as long as we, the people, are willing to come up with our fucking guns and exercise our second article right to protect our freedoms and liberties, you fuckers are in trouble. Because we'll do it. Anyway. New York Post, huh? Let's see here. The U.S. Supreme Court. It is not the U.S. Supreme Court. It is a part of the corporation. When they use like United States shit, you know, on all these goddamn, you're not supposed to do that in the first place or use the flag for it or anything else. But this the United States Corporation, you know, the United States Corporation is not the United States of these Americas. It just ain't. It's a corporation. Go ahead.
Or like Federal Reserve Bank. It ain't federal. It ain't got no reserves and it ain't a bank.
Exactly, man. Hey, fucking exactly. They think we're fucking dumb. And but you know they use the brainwashing, you know, since you know, for the last few generations, since the people were little children, you know, to get up to the point to where they put this out there. And well, I heard Judge Napolitano, you know, they were talking the other day about the guy who wanted to said we can't rule, we're all in this big international, but that the people never fucking gave authority for to go to international trade agreements. None of those agreements are legal if they violate the fucking Bill of Rights. The ninth article, it says there's no authority for any of it. National, international, local, whatever. But and this is not the Supreme Court. This is the Supreme Corporation, fucking a bunch of unelected fucking traitors that openly support socialism, that openly commit treason on a regular basis, said it will hear its biggest gun rights case in nearly a decade. One that seeks to undercut New York City rules. See, rules. We don't live under rules and we don't live under policy. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. And they are described quite clearly in that ratified Bill of Rights. You are in violation of the law. You're a bunch of fucking criminals. And you deserve to be fucking tried and hung for your fucking treason. And that's what's going to happen to you if you're lucky. New York rules sharply limiting gun owners from carrying firearms outside their homes. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? You people in New York put up with this shit? The high court on Tuesday said it will take up the high corporation fucking advisory committee for the communist committee. That's what it is. It's a communist committee. The politerate, I think they call that. The high politerate on Tuesday said it will take up the appeal of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Incorporated, INC, versus New York City. So we're going into the Star Chamber Court to decide if the king can take our fucking weapons from the subjects, can take away a privilege and our immunities under the 14th Amendment as subjects. Well, we ain't subjects, and you ain't taking shit. Which is being fought by three city handgun owners and the National Rifle Association, Incorporated, by the way. New York affiliate. The plaintiffs are challenging New York City's so-called permis license as unconstitutional. That is a permission, a license to exercise a right. Go ahead.
That sounds like Democrats versus Republicans.
Don't it just? But they're all the same people. They all shit through the same hole. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They've been playing this game for I was thinking about it yesterday, you know, that people have become institutionalized into their own servitude. You can show them. Are you a subject? Well, no, I ain't no subject, but I got to do what the government tells me. That makes you a subject, you dumb fuck. Do you understand what the English language means? You need to get a dictionary out and start defining words. An old dictionary before they started rewriting the English language to suit their fucking evil purposes. Because it was clearly understood. It was clearly understood back when they put it in here. Here's old Tench Koch. Who are the militia? ? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. That's what I'm telling you. Born with those rights. They're a part of your being. And the jurisdiction is there. It's in you. They can remove the courts illegally, but they cannot. You are absolutely right, and you are within your jurisdictional authority to fucking put them down hard by the law. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. And that's a pretty clear statement, isn't it? Under the 14th Amendment, it is. But that ninth article doesn't allow for the 14th Amendment. So what this statement stands. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty, they're not even civil rulers anymore. This is a goddamn corporation, and we're being treated as fucking human property, human resource, as civil rulers, which don't even exist. I mean, this is a fucking insurrection. This is a goddamn occupation. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people, their duty to the people. What does that imply? The civil rulers' duty to the people. That means they have a duty to us. That means we're the ones in fucking charge here. You work for us, you son of a bitch. And that Bill of Rights is clear. It makes plain what our natural untouchable rights are, you bastards. Duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. Well, I'm not a citizen, and I'm never going to be a citizen. But this, even back then, they were, calling us citizens, even in this goddamn document. I'm not a citizen. I'm a fucking, these Hondurans come over, they know, here's some Honduran citizens coming. No, those are Honduran nationals. And they'll call everybody else in this goddamn world a national, except for the American national, because they fucking changed the definition of that word citizen in their law books. But if a fella's smart enough to get out the old goddamn common man's dictionaries, you get the right definition for that word. And it doesn't enslave you. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms, period. Private arms. That means arms means anything. You could have a hand grenade. You could have a fucking howitzer if you want one. Because you can have any of the terrible implements that the government's. In fact, You know that atomic bomb. What makes that? I mean, the most sick, evil-minded people on the goddamn planet are the ones with their finger on the button, wouldn't you think? What makes them? You know, goddamn, I have to keep my goddamn gun. Fucking, they want me to keep my gun locked in a fucking safe, and the bullets, downtown where I got to go get a license to take a bullet out to shoot it. But you have fucking maniacal maniacs that are murdering people by the thousands every day. Every day over in Yemen, in Iraq, and the Palestinians. They're slaughtering people. But it's okay for them to have something that'll destroy the fucking world. But you can't even have a six shooter. You can have a five shooter. Maybe I guess you fill one of the cylinders up with fucking solder or something, and that'd make it legal. Yeah, try it. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by this next article to in their right, that is their authority, their absolute right to keep and bear their private arms. Introduction to his discussion and support of the Second Amendment. So that is as they're putting the amendments in, as they're adding them to the Constitution. It was already law. Once it was ratified by the states, you see, that's what people don't get. We, the people, had already ratified it. We said, that is our Bill of Rights. Before the first one was added to the, as amended into the, you know, the article was amended the Constitution. It was already the fucking law of this land, period. And it was above the Constitution because it was the people's law. And the fucking people created the government from the people's power. So the people are above the fucking government, period. But now we've got such a clusterfuck because we have this goddamn corporation. I mean, they just did that. And there's no arguing it. They fucking did it. And they did it in direct violation of the people's authority. And they spit on our authority. They're telling us we don't have any authority, that they have authority over us, and they'll come and take our fucking children, our fucking guns, anything. We don't own anything. In fact, you're a straw man corporation. That was a little thing we set up back in 1933 when we took the gold and took your allodial right to own property away from you. Where are we on this thing here? Permits license as unconstitutional. I'm sick of hearing that word constitution because it doesn't exist. It is a chart. All that's left is a charter for a fucking United States corporation, which is a fraud and is a fucking act of treason. Unconstitutional. No, it violates the people's Bill of Rights. Yet we, the people, can go back to before the fucking thing was amended, the Constitution, and hold that document in our hand. It's still the superior law of this land as it was ratified by the people, for the people. Because it allows gun owners to keep a loaded pistol only at the specific address indicated on the license. You do not license our rights. How could your fucking employee ever get the authority to give you a permission to do something? Think about it, people. It's not your government. It's a fucking international corporation. It's an international aristocracy with a goddamn king at the top. The CEO. By the slaughtering of the English language and the meanings of the English language, in the old dictionary, a person, a corporation is described as two or three or more people forming a corporation as a pretend person. Pretend person is different than a real person. And you look in the law dictionaries today written by these fucking treasonous bastards, these pettifogging attorney slimeball sons of bitches. Oh, no, a corporation is a person. No, it fucking ain't. That defies reality, you son of a bitch. How stupid do you think we are? And don't answer that question. At any rate, I mean, this is what I'm saying. You know, all this shit, this gun control shit, they're going to make the Australia move. And when they do, we got to blow them out of their fucking boots, period. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just keep aware because they're up to something. They've just been playing like, it's like playing a loop on the radio. You know, when I used to work at these places that made circuit boards, and they always have a radio playing on once the one station that was, you know, like a mild rock station. But I mean, day after day after a year, you know what song's coming up next. And that's what this guy did, what this so-called reporters, this guy, the propaganda ministry, that's what you got. I mean, this thing is, God, I know what's coming up next. That's how many times they played the same loop. So they're up to something. Their think tanks are getting ready to make a fucking move. So stay ready. Stay ready. Get your mind right. And when if they come at you, fucking blast them. Blast them or give up your fucking rights and get down on your goddamn knees and kiss their feet. That's your choice. And that is the word from the trenches. Oh.